One guy who saw the beatdown up close and personal was our own reporter, Logan Raddick, who was at the game sitting courtside of Syracuse, improved to 9-0 in the season. He is kind enough to join us in studio now. Logan, first thing that we want to get to is, well, what we were talking about for most of this game is the impact play of the first-year and freshman players. Thoughts from Coach Bam about that, and then if you got a chance to talk to those guys themselves, what they had to say.
Well, Boeheim had different views on different players. He thought Ron Patterson was very good. He was active. And it was a really good opportunity for the young guys to learn how to play in this game. When talking about Ron Patterson, Boeheim said that Ron found his shots, but at halftime he asked him if his arm was sore because he took so many.
That's not surprising.
Yeah. And then for BJ Johnson, he said that BJ just looks uncomfortable. And that even if he hits a couple shots, like, he still has to find that groove, and he hasn't been that consistent. Didn't really talk about Tyler Roberson. Didn't really talk about Tyler Ennis. The press conference mainly focused on Ron Patterson.
Talking with our reporter Logan Raddick following Syracuse's 93-65 win over Binghamton. One of the things that Matt and I talked about a lot was the impressive performance by Michael Benajay. We really weren't buying him too much as that three guard in a position that he had to be, and clearly looks like Ron Patterson isn't going to steal a spot on the line to replace him. What did Coach Bam and the rest of the players have to say about Michael Benajay's performance, where he had 7 points and five rebounds and two steals for a guy who really isn't a point guard and is playing point guard?
They think he's really doing a good job in meshing with this team and filling any role they need him to, whether it's point guard or shooting guard. But like I said before, Benajay wasn't really the big focus in the press conference. Everybody was just so amazed at how Ron Patterson had such a breakout game in this contest.
The other big thing that we've been talking about, Logan, tonight is the play of Daywon Coleman. And while Forrest from Syracuse did not agree with myself and Mark, we think Daywon had a big game and an important message-sending game, that he is a guy that can be relied on to get buckets if need be down low. Thoughts in the post-game press conference about Daywon Coleman and his performance?
Well, I talked to him in the locker room after the game, and he said he made the adjustment at halftime. First half, he wasn't playing that well. Second half, he comes out, gets that double-double. He started playing with more confidence, realized that they're playing Binghamton, a team that he should be handling their big men down low. And I think what Coach Boeheim said to him during halftime, didn't really get into specifics on what it was, but I think it motivated him a little bit. And especially when he was playing with those other young guys, I just think Daywon Coleman was rejuvenated in that second half.
First off, Logan, a very nice jacket you have on there. I know this isn't on TV, but I always like noticing the suits that people wear when they walk in for these reports.
Yeah, it's a nice jacket.
It's a very nice jacket. I like the buttons you got going on there. It's
Thank you.
Something pretty good to have. And for Syracuse Binghamton, one of those things, I guess dress to impress a game like that. But look good, feel good type of feeling. Tyler Ennis was someone we talked about who did not get a lot of playing time in this game. 3 points, four fouls, three assists. And one of the things I thought was hilarious that you saw on television was that when he was on the bench after getting four fouls, Adrian Autry and him were joking around. That just shows that Syracuse, their focus really wasn't so much for this Binghamton team. What did Bam have to say about Tyler Ennis' performance, and was he upset about the four fouls? Was he happy that he was able to, how this team was able to play without him getting so many minutes?
Boeheim kind of floated around that topic a little bit. While I was watching the game, I saw Boeheim very disappointed when Tyler Ennis missed three free throws in a row. But when I was talking to Tyler, he was very happy for his teammates, his other freshmen, who stepped up when he was on the bench in foul trouble. So disappointed in the sense that, he started off the game with a three-pointer and he looked to get into a good groove against a weak opponent, but he was very happy for his teammates and he thought that the team improved after this game.
Two guys that actually had the best games overall for Syracuse have barely been mentioned so far here on the Double Overtime. That'd be C.J. Fair and Trevor Cooney, who had a combined 36 points as Trevor's impressive shooting from three just continues game after game. He cannot be stopped right now. Those two have been very impressive so far this year for Syracuse. In this game also, did Coach Bam say anything about them, or I guess against Binghamton, it's kind of expected they're going to have big games, but anything about them in the postgame?
I mean, Coach Boeheim, obviously he said C.J. Fair has been regarded as one of the best players in the nation and that Trevor Cooney is becoming one of the best three-point shooters in the nation. But mainly in the press conference, he talked about how Syracuse went to the press tonight, which they don't normally do, and that the reason he doesn't typically use the press is because it allows them to foul a lot and get into foul trouble, and they were already in foul trouble with Ennis and Tyler Roberson, who fouled out of the game. But one interesting thing from the press conference was Nolan Hart.
There was questions about Nolan Hart.
There were questions about Nolan Hart.
Wow, good for Nolan, excellent.
I mean, being at that game before and the stadium, the Carrier Dome was probably half empty towards the end of the game. Half full. Yeah. Either way, you could look at it. But the Carrier Dome just erupted once Nolan Hart came in. The student section were chanting Nolan. And Boeheim said after the game that he told Nolan Hart to go to the student section. He just said, you know, why don't you just go up and sit with them? And then he let him in the game finally, and he airballed. So the two of them had a little fun with that, but it was good to see Nolan Hart score the first point for any walk-on this year.
I'm surprised Nolan Hart didn't do a James Sutherland-type celebration before Georgetown where he ran into the crowd and got some high fives, because Nolan Hart was definitely playing this game, and if he wasn't, there would be some major concerns from Matt and I throughout this show. One of the things about this Syracuse team that you did mention the fact was that they played the press. Did Coach Bam give any reasons to why they played the press? Was it because he wanted to see how the freshmen would look in it?
He wanted to see how the freshmen would look in it, but he also wanted to use this game as a test to try out the press. You know, he wanted to see how they could execute it against tougher opponents coming up in the season, and you know, something that Louisville's done very well against them. So against tougher opponents in the ACC tournament or later on in the year, you know, Boeheim wants his guys to be able to run the press.
Something that me and Mark have kind of teased a little bit so far, and we'll certainly get to later, is the fact that Syracuse projected to probably be the number two team in the country once the new polls come out on Monday. We know how much Jim Boeheim loves talking about rankings. Were there any questions asked about what it means that Syracuse is probably going to be number two in the country come Monday?
Surprisingly, there were not. Instead of that, there were a couple of questions asking Jim Boeheim what it would be like to go to St. John's and play at Madison Square Garden, even though Syracuse is no longer in the Big East. And what Coach Boeheim said is that once you're in a different league, it's no longer the same. So St. John's and Syracuse used to be huge rivals, but it's just not going to be that the same atmosphere going into the Garden next week and playing St. John's.
Our own WA reporter, Logan Reddick, at the game. Great stuff from him. Logan, before we let you go, news, notes, and nuggets. What do you got? Anything peculiar from this ball game? Anything, you know, a little added that we might like to give to the listeners at home?
Coach Boeheim, we know him as a guy who's always very serious. For the remaining 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the game, he was all smiles. He was joking around with Tyler Ennis, obviously with Nolan Hart putting him to the game. So I haven't really seen Coach Boeheim like that all year, but you could definitely tell that he was impressed with the effort tonight, even though in the press conference he didn't really elaborate on how he thought the team played. But just from seeing his expressions on the court, he was definitely very satisfied with the performance tonight.
Coach Boeheim apparently in the holiday moods. I mean, we don't see a lot from Coach Boeheim, but certainly with Syracuse's performance today, not much to be upset about. Logan Reddick, he was at the games at the press conference. Great stuff from him. Logan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.